He won't be in court today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, because Wednesdays will be off days at former President Trump's first criminal trial in New York. They'll get back to jury selection tomorrow. So far, they have 7 of the 18 jurors and alternates needed selected. Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
There are 4 men and 3 women. All of them live in New York City. Their professions include a salesman, an oncology nurse, 2 attorneys, a teacher, a software engineer, and an IT consultant. The former president, unsure about how to feel about them.
I'll let you know in about 2 months. I'll let you know after the trial, depending on that. Because don't forget, you know, we're appealing. There shouldn't be a judge. If you look and you take a look around, a good strong look, every legal scholar, every legal pundit said there should be no trial.
Now, the former president continues to claim it's political persecution, charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep quiet an alleged affair he denies. Senators will be sworn in as jurors the day after.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Republican Mark Green led the impeachment managers onto the Senate floor, where he read the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
He has also breached the public trust by willfully refusing to carry out his statutory duty to control the border and guard against illegal entry.
Republican senators, though, said they doubted an impeachment trial would be held.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Democrats who control the Senate call impeachment a sham, just a policy dispute. It's unclear how the House will proceed on a plan to vote on foreign military aid separately for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. Some Republicans are upset Speaker Mike Johnson will hold a Ukraine aid vote, saying he keeps working with Democrats. 2 of them are pushing for Johnson to be ousted like Speaker McCarthy last fall, but he's defiant.
I am not resigning, and it is... in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. And we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Well, additional military aid to Ukraine remains controversial in Congress. Ukraine's president is again calling for more help from the U.S. and our allies for air defense after another Russian missile attack killing at least 13 people. Russia is getting help from North Korea, and that's continuing to be an American concern.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations visiting the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, accusing Russia and China of making it harder to keep tabs on what the North, officially the DPRK, is up to.
Both countries continue to use their positions in the Security Council to shield the DPRK from accountability.
Russia last month vetoed the annual renewal of a panel that monitors sanctions, describing the experts as a tool of the West. North Korea has been accused by the U.S. of supplying Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. The two countries deny that, but have promised to deepen military ties. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Here in the U.S., the Defense Department is making a push for better education for military families, planning universal pre-kindergarten in 80 locations this fall.
It's the first phase of a plan to enhance early childhood education within the Defense Department's education system. The second and third phases will include opening 10 more schools. This military mom saying,
"We have a place that we know we can send our kids, and they're going to be safe, they're going to be learning, they're going to be creating that sense of community."
It's a full-day program and is expected to have similar enrollment as the current regular kindergarten program. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of today's trading. In the NBA, the Lakers won a play-in game, and they've earned the 7th seed for the Western Conference playoffs. L.A. beat New Orleans 110-106. The Pelicans will next play the Kings. Sacramento won the other play-in game, knocking out Golden State 118-94. The winner of tomorrow's game will get the 8th seed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.